And I'm here today to talk with you about how the U.S. government is harnessing the power of lean startup mojo in order to better serve the American people. I'm also here to ask for your help, because we're very much in the early stages of this and really need the power of all of you to help us succeed in that mission. So first, let me provide a bit of background about my perspective on all this. Actually, I spent most of my life as a private sector entrepreneur. When I was 24 years old, I co-founded a company called Athena Health, which built the first web-based software and business services for doctor's offices. After 10 years of back-breaking work, we took it public in 2007 for north of $1 billion. And then to stay married, I retired and moved out here from Boston. We had a baby. My wife was finally happy with me for the first time ever in our whole lives together. But it was hard to stay retired, so I actually funded and helped start two more companies, one called Castlight Health here in the city that provides healthcare shopping services for consumers, which the Wall Street Journal named the number one venture-backed company in America recently, and then a company in India called HealthPoint Services that provides affordable telehealth services, clean water, drugs and diagnostics to the rural poor. And I say all that just to provide context for the following statement. The most entrepreneurial, the most amazing experience I've ever had has been working for the United States federal government for the past 3 years. Now, how could that possibly be? You're saying right now, that dude sounds crazy to me. That sounds totally counterintuitive, completely off one's rocker. But let me explain. So I was recruited in 2009 to serve as the first CTO, Chief Technology Officer, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And then actually in March, the president asked me to be Anish's successor, carrying on his proud tradition as CTO of the whole U.S. government. And my job at HHS, and now for the whole U.S. government, has been to function essentially as a tech entrepreneur in residence. Now you might say, well, what the heck does a tech entrepreneur in residence do inside the government? Well, the answer is basically I run an incubator inside the government. It's an incubator that doesn't actually build companies, but actually it builds and executes projects, projects that apply and unleash the power of tech and data innovation to help advance our nation's priorities, to help grow our economy, create jobs, advance public safety, healthcare, education, energy, and more. Each project has a different type of objective, maybe to change policy or re-engineer an operation or to build a new capability, but there's one common denominator, one explicit common denominator. They're all powered by small entrepreneurial teams that run explicitly in agile, lean startup mode in pursuit of maximum awesomeness on behalf of the American people.